President Obama's own push to overhaul health care is just one of the challenges his administration is facing. Iran, North Korea, Afghanistan. This morning, more preliminary numbers are out on Afghanistan's presidential election, showing Hamid Karzai ahead, but with less than the 50% of the vote he needs to get reelected. It's one of the things we wanted to ask America's ambassador to the UN about when we reached her in her office in New York. Susan Rice is now 6 months into the job. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Good to be with you.
Let's begin with the latest news. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission has released preliminary results with President Karzai in the lead, but it does point to a possible runoff. What would be the implications of that?
Renee, obviously, we need to wait until the entirety of the vote is counted. The United States has been very clear that we don't support any particular individual or candidate, but rather the opportunity for the Afghan people to express their will freely. This is going to be a process that yields a legitimate subsequent government, is our hope and our expectation.
Well, let's turn then to Afghanistan's neighbor, Iran, which had a disputed election in June and massive protests thereafter, as everyone knows. It seems that the U.S.-Iran policy has been on hold since those elections. Is that how you see it?
No, Renee, I wouldn't say our policy is on hold. Our interests remain constant. That is to prevent Iran from acquiring any nuclear weapons capacity. That's essential for the security of Israel, for the security of the United States, and indeed for the wider region of the Middle East. It has been our view that we ought to try to pursue that in the first instance through an effort at negotiation and engagement. And that is why the United States joined with our partners in the Permanent Five at the Security Council, Russia, China, Britain, France, plus Germany, to table a new proposed approach to the government of Iran. And it's why we've been clear that we are prepared to have a dialogue at the appropriate time and the appropriate level on a bilateral basis. But we have not heard back. And our view is very clear that this is not an offer that will be on the table indefinitely. We think it would be in Iran's best interest to have responded in a constructive fashion as soon as possible.
In terms of Iran's nuclear program, the U.S. and France have threatened new sanctions if Iran doesn't respond to the offer to start discussions about its program. What is the argument that tougher economic sanctions would work?
Well, first of all, the means that are available range from the incentives to the pressures. And economic pressures are already in place to some extent through prior United Nations Security Council actions and steps that we and others have taken. We have reason to believe that they have had some impact, and there is obviously the potential for greater pressure, but we're not at that stage yet.
Yeah, on to another question that's come up as this administration spent its first months dealing with the United Nations. One of the first big moves was a controversial one, rejoining the UN Human Rights Council, whose members have included some of the worst human rights violators. Beyond the question of why rejoin, what has been the effect?
The rationale for our decision to run for election to the Human Rights Council is straightforward, and that is that the United States is profoundly and deeply committed to upholding human rights and democracy around the world. And while this Human Rights Council is self-evidently flawed, and we have been vocal in our opposition to some of its actions, the Bush administration's posture of standing outside of the council didn't ease human rights abuses or strengthen our ability to push back against them. The Obama administration took the point of view that our ability to strengthen it is enhanced from engaging from within rather than criticizing from the sidelines.
Although when you talk about engagement there, that's reminiscent of an expression, constructive engagement.
I did not use that phrase, did I?
I'm sure you wouldn't, because, of course, this was a Reagan theory with apartheid during the 1980s. And the idea there was, you know, better to, you know, interact and engage. But
these are two different situations. And I think you shouldn't allow a noun in one instance modified by constructive to be applied to any other aspect of engagement. Engagement is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. It's a means to advance U.S. interests and U.S. values, as we will do in the context of the Human Rights Council and more broadly in terms of the way we relate to the United Nations and international organizations. We are involved in the United Nations because it serves U.S. interests. It is there to deal with very complex cases like North Korea, where we recently succeeded in putting in place the toughest sanctions regime in the world today. It's there to deal with conflicts that are killing innocent civilians in places like Congo and Darfur. So we have an interest in effective collective action to deal with these 21st century challenges.
Ambassador Rice, thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee. Good to be with you.
Susan Rice is America's ambassador to the United Nations.